fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver. Hooray!
The rain had fallen steadily for several hours. A solitary horseman whose face was covered by a mask raced through that drizzling rain toward a woods not far from Collins Bend. It was the Lone Ranger. As he rode, he recalled the excitement he had left in town when a stagecoach had arrived with a dead man on the box and passengers too frightened to give a clear description of what had happened. The masked man entered the woods and reined up in front of a lean-to.
Oh, Silver, how are you? Easy, steady, big fella.
Plenty fast, Kimasabi. What trouble?
Bring your saddle, Toto. I'll help you cinch up.
Me get it.
They've got to travel fast. It's a race against the weather. Steady there, Scout. Easy now.
He's ready to ride plenty quick. What matter?
The westbound stage was held up. The driver was murdered. I was in town when the stage arrived.
Where it happened?
Just this side of Devil's Rock. Steady there.
Oh. Anyone see robbers?
There were three passengers on the stage, but their stories disagree. One thought there were two highwaymen. Another thought there were three or four. And a third is sure there was a large gang hidden beside the trail. Sheriff is trying to get a straight story now.
You say we race against weather?
By the time the sheriff gets through asking questions and organizing a posse, this rain will have washed out all tracks.
Maybe we get there before tracks gone. Yes, come ready.
Come
now.
On, then.
Easy, big foot. One, two, three, come on, now.
Sabi, you found anything to show that more than two men were involved?
No. We find only two men, two horses.
Look at the ground right here, Tonto. The men must have waited under these trees.
Ah, that's right. Plenty footprint here.
I think one of the horses rubbed against this tree right here. Look.
Yeah. Hair on bark of tree show one horse black.
Two men, one of them riding a black horse. They seem to have traveled north from here.
Bandits head for Badland.
Don't know how far we can follow the trail, but at least we can start.
Trail nearly washed out now.
Yes, I know.
When sheriff come, there's no trail left.
We'll go as far as we can. Someone's got to hang for this job, Tonto. This is murder.
That evening found a curious silence in a home that was usually filled with lively conversation. Tom Martin and his wife were separated for the first time in their year of marriage. Tom pushed back his plate with his dinner practically untouched, then looked up and noticed that the father of the woman he loved was also lacking in appetite.
It sure doesn't seem the same with Jeannie gone. I guess you miss her as much as I do, don't you?
Yes.
Seems like she's been gone for 24 years instead of 24 hours.
Yep.
You didn't eat any more than I did.
Well, I wasn't hungry.
Oh, she'll be glad when she gets back from visiting her aunt.
Tom.
Yeah?
You think a lot of Jeannie, don't you?
Think a lot of her? Well, I should say so. She's my wife.
I reckon either one of us would give his life to help her.
You can bet I would.
You mean that, don't you, Tom?
Mean I'd give my life for Jeannie? Of course I mean it.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Tom. Mighty glad.
Look here, Jeb. Something's wrong with you. You've been acting mighty strange for the last couple of days. What is it?
Nothing, Tom. Nothing at all.
Oh, don't tell me that. There is, too, something. Why did you make particular mention of what I said about being willing to die for Jeannie?
Oh, nothing.
Now, Jeb,
I'm just sort of morbid or something. Maybe on account of seeing the stage come into town today with a dead man aboard. Seeing a thing like that sort of makes you realize you never know when you're going to be cut down.
Someone's reining up.
Yes, eh?
It couldn't be that Jeannie's come back unexpectedly.
No, I don't expect so.
Jeb, what is the matter with you?
Well, I...
I'll see who's there. Oh, good evening, Sheriff.
I'll step in for a minute, Tom. Well, Jeb, I looked where you said and I found part of it.
I see.
What are you talking about, Sheriff?
Take a look at this, Tom.
Watch, huh?
Recognize it?
No.
Or this wallet?
I never saw that before. What about it?
Well, there was a stage holdup today. These are some of the things that were taken from the people on the stage.
Well, what's that got to do with me?
This knife's yours, isn't it?
Well, yes.
You got a black bandana?
Sure I have, but what is...
Tom, can you provide an alibi for 3 o'clock this afternoon?
Well, no, come to think of it, I can't. I was alone most of the day. See here, why are you questioning me?
One of the stage robbers wore a black bandana on his face. Your knife was found at the stick-up. This watch and wallet and a couple other things that could be identified were found nearby. I don't blame you for not wanting to have them found in your possession.
Now, hold on. You're not accusing me
Tom,
of...
Tom, you're under arrest.
Well, if all... Jeb, tell this crazy galoot
that... Sorry, Tom, you'll have to face the music.
What do you mean?
Jeb told about seeing you acting mighty strange.
But that's...
was just leaving town, Tom. I saw you riding past, so I followed along. I let you get a good ways ahead of me.
That's a lie.
Sherry.
You were out of sight around the bend. I heard shooting. Then when I got near, the stage was licking for town, and you was bent over the ground hiding something in the bushes.
What in the name of goodness has got into you, Jeb? You're lying me to a hangman's rope. Sheriff, there's not a shred of truth in what he's told you.
Jeb wouldn't have come to me and told me he'd seen you hiding something if it wasn't so.
Jeb, you mealy-mouthed old toad. I suppose you figure this is one way to get my share of the ranch.
We'll have to get started for town. Come on, Tom. Will I need handcuffs on you?
No, I'll go without trouble. Let's get started. Leave that lying snake alone with his conscience.
Tom.
Have some nice dreams, Father.
It was the following day when Tonto rode into the Lone Ranger's camp at the edge of town with the surprising news that Tom Martin had been arrested for the robbery of the stagecoach and the murder of the driver.
Me outside sheriff's office when lawman asked Tom plenty question. Passenger on stage not sure, Tom right man.
Not one of those three people who were held up have identified me, Sheriff.
All three said the same thing. They couldn't be sure you were one of the holdup men, but... You were about the right size.
That don't mean a doggone thing.
I found your knife at the scene. That means something.
It was planted there, I tell you. Jeb could have got hold of my knife or anything else he wanted. I tell you, Sheriff, he's out to frame me. Maybe he's the thief. You thought of that?
He's too short and bent over, Tom. He couldn't fit the description of the crooks no matter how he tried. Tom, I'm afraid that won't help you one bit.
Strange. Very strange. Otto, when was Tom arrested?
Supper time last night.
Oh. Where?
Bar M Ranch House.
Trail's washed out now. It's too bad the sheriff didn't follow it. If he had, he'd know that Tom is innocent.
Not right.
We followed that trail as far as the Badlands. It'd be impossible for Tom to have made that trail and get back to the house by the time the sheriff made the arrest.
Why, old man, tell lie?
I don't know, Toto. But we're going to find out.
You maybe talk to old Jan?
Yes. Give me a hand with Silver. We'll ride to the Bar M as soon as we saddle up.
Jeb not at Bar M.
Where is he?
Him in town. Me see him there.
And we go to town.
Old Jeb sat at a corner table in the cafe with his face set in lines of unhappiness.
Oh, it's you two.
Mind if we sit down?
It won't matter if he does mind. Sit down anyway, Bart.
Listen, Red.
You look downright unhappy, Jeb.
Why shouldn't I? After what you two made me do.
Yeah, you did all right, Jeb. You did just what we wanted you to do. Worked out even better than we figured. We didn't know that Tom had a black bandana just like the one I wore.
I told the sheriff I saw Tom hiding something, and Tom has been arrested. He'll hang for murder. Well, I've kept my part of the bargain. When are you going to keep yours?
Don't worry about that, Jeb.
Well,
we'd like to keep it right away, Jeb, but we can't. You see, we don't want you to change your story.
How long have I got to wait?
The law works fast around here. Tom will go on trial right away. Chances are the trial will be all over with by the end of this week.
And the hanging will be finished by the first of next week.
Hanging?
After that, it'll be too late for you to change your story. Then we'll do what we promised.
You got anything else to say to me?
Just this, Jeb. Don't try to double cross us, because if you do, you know what it'll mean.
Yep, I know what it'll mean.
Where are you going now?
I don't know, but I've got to get out of here. What do you want?
New name, Jeb?
Yeah. What about it, Redskin?
A friend outside. Him wants you to talk.
But I...
You come this way. Him waited hitch rail. Here, Jeb.
Now, Jeb, the less you have to say about this mask, the better.
But who are...
I'm interested in the stage holdup.
Are you an outlaw?
No. Who owns this black horse?
It belongs to a man in the cafe. What about it?
His name...
Now, see here. What's the idea of asking me these questions?
What's his name?
I don't know his name. He's just called Pete, Red, or something.
You talked to fella at table. Him got red hair.
Yes.
Is this his horse?
Yes, but what...
Keep an eye on him and his pal, Toto.
I'm
going home with Jeb.
For what?
Because we can't talk here. Someone might notice this mask and start asking questions. All right, mount up.
Why are you going to ask me questions?
I want to know why you've lied to send your son-in-law to jail.
Who says I lied?
I do. I get to your saddle.
Doggone it. All right, I'm getting...
Steady, easy, Silver. All right, get started.
Hey, get up there.
Come on, Silver.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. Now to continue our story. At the home in which he lived with his daughter and her husband, old Jeb became increasingly worried by the questions of the mysterious masked stranger.
You saw Tom hide the wallet and the watch?
Yes, I told you that.
After seeing him, what did you do?
I don't see why I should answer these...
Quickly!
I went back to town. I told the sheriff what I'd seen.
Then what?
I came here.
Tom was here?
He came later. He was here at supper time.
Yep, you lie.
No.
Impossible for Tom to have been here at supper time. There were tracks of 2 men at the scene of the robbery. Those men rode into the Badlands. There they hid until the rain washed the tracks away. Tom was not one of them.
You can't prove what you say.
Jeb. Why have you told those lies about Tom? Did Red make you do it?
Red?
His horse was at the scene of the holdup.
But
who was with him?
Who?
Was his partner the man who was in town with him today?
If I only knew who you were, why you're doing this.
I'm trying to learn the truth, Jeb. I think those men forced you to tell things that would put Tom in jail. Isn't that right? Isn't it?
Please go away.
What's your daughter going to say when she comes back and learns what you've done?
Don't talk about that.
By the way, where is your daughter?
She left a couple of days ago to spend some time with my sister, her aunt.
Oh, maybe that's it.
What do you mean?
Let's have the real story, Jeb. I want to help you.
I reckon you'd get it sooner or later. If I was only sure I could trust you in spite of that mask...
Never mind the mask, man. Go ahead.
Red and Bart held up the stage.
That's what I thought.
They've captured my daughter. They're holding her somewheres. They'll kill Jeannie if I cross him.
So they made you choose between Jeannie and Tom?
Yes. But I know what Tom would want. He'd give his life to save Jeannie. I'd do the same thing.
Take it easy, Jeb. Easy, man.
Look on his face. The way he looked at me. Things he called me. I love that boy. I love him like he was my own son, but what could I do?
Easy, fella, easy.
I know those murdering skunks say. They meant what they said.
What did they tell you to do?
Well, they told me what to tell the sheriff. And he went to the place where the stage was held up and found some of the stolen things hidden away. That with what I said is all it'll take to hang Tom.
Yes, Jeb. I think you're right.
He even made me give him a knife belonging to Tom's so as I could leave it at the holdup.
Why did they want Tom to hang?
Well, they don't care who, but someone has to be convicted of the holdup so as the manhunt would end.
Jeb, what are you going to do when Tom comes to trial?
What can I do? I've got no choice. I've got to tell the story as I told it to the sheriff. I've got to see Tom stand convicted, glaring at me with hate in his eyes, and wondering why I've turned on him.
Tom would go free if you'd tell the true story.
Yes, but Jeannie would die.
Not if the crooks were captured.
Well, if they didn't kill her, she's likely to die of starvation. They've got to hit away. They're the only ones that know where to find her.
Jeb, perhaps a lot will happen before Tom is convicted.
What can happen?
I don't know just yet. We'll have to wait and see.
Jeb found that his home, so recently filled with happiness, had become intolerable. On every side were things to remind him of the man who had become like a son, the man whom he had sent to hang. He spent his time in town, sitting alone in the cafes or wandering through the streets like a man who walks in his sleep. People shunned him, looked away when he approached, crossed the street to avoid meeting him. When he came near groups of people, there were remarks made for his particular benefit.
Any man that sent his best friend to the gallows is too low for a snake to call a friend.
The way I feel about it, too. He didn't have to tell the sheriff all he knows.
Even if Tom's guilty, it wasn't up to the old buzzard to squeal on him.
Me, I hate nothing more than a squealer. What's more, I don't think Tom's guilty.
Guilty or not, the evidence of hanging.
In very short time, news of the trial spread far and wide. Ranchers from all sides came into town to see what Tom's fate would be. Early on the day of the trial, all cafes were crowded and the streets well-filled. Everyone seemed to have the same opinion.
Well, guilty or not, there's evidence enough to hang him.
That's what I say. Old Jeb's the one should hang.
Pardon me.
Yeah. Imagine doing what he did to his own son-in-law.
Let me through.
Sure.
There.
Never heard of such a low-down trick.
Yeah, did you hear that, Bud? Did you hear what those men were saying?
Yeah, I heard it, Red. Heard it a dozen times the past few days.
Yeah, they'll hang Tom for sure.
Well, maybe I'm soft, but I don't like that part of it.
Maybe you'd rather it was your neck got stretched.
No.
You know how the law is. A man was killed and someone's got to hang for it. As soon as Tom's cut down, the stage hold up and the murder's forgotten. That's the end of it.
Yeah,
then
but...
we're in the clear. If I hadn't thrown up this idea, the man hunted beyond. They'd be hunting for clues and all that sort of thing.
Yes, I reckon you're right, Red.
I know I'm right.
Maybe you help Indian.
Huh?
What do you want?
Me want Pine Bar M Ranch.
Well, it ain't here in town.
See the Bar M?
At Tom Martin Ranch.
Tom Martin?
Quiet, Bart.
What do you want at the Bar M?
Me find letter on ground. Me see Bar M on outside.
Let's see the letter.
Oh, it's right here. This say Bar M, huh?
What's the rest of that writing?
Could you make out the rest of it?
No, me only see Bar M. Me not read good like some people.
Where'd you find this?
Me see it on ground.
Where?
Well, just see it on ground. Are you from Bar M?
Yeah, sure thing. Here's 2 bits for your trip,
oh,
Major.
Oh, that good. Me glad you here in town.
What is it anyhow, Red?
It's a girl's writing.
Yeah. I wonder.
Now, wait a minute. Listen to what it says on the outside. Finder, please take to Bar M at once. Urgent. And we'll see what's inside. Bart. It's signed Jeannie.
What's it say?
Just a minute. Dear Tom or dead, I'm held prisoner. I was captured soon after I started out for Andy's home. The one who delivers, this will show you where he found it. Come at once and get me out. How do you like that, Bart?
I don't like it at all. It's a good thing that redskin couldn't read more than a brand.
If someone else had found this, we'd be done for.
Well, if the girl wrote one, she'll write more. How'd you do it?
I thought we left her pretty well tied.
We did. We'd better go and check on things. We gotta keep her out of sight until after that trial.
Tom Martin's trial got underway in a crowded courtroom. Those who had been passengers on the stage were sworn in and placed on the witness stand. Each in turn told the story of the robbery and murder, then looked at Tom.
Is the stage robber?
Well, I can't say for sure that he's the one, but he's the right size. His face was covered by a black bandana.
A black bandana like this?
Yeah. That's my bandana, but I haven't worn it in weeks. A lot of men wear black bandanas.
The trial proceeded in a routine way with occasional outbursts from Tom. Finally, the main witness, old Jeb himself, took the stand. He was pale,
nervous. You swear
nervous.
To tell the truth?
His eyes avoided
truth
Tom.
Nothing but the truth?
Well, I...
Go on, Jeb. You so swear?
Yes.
Now then, Jeb. We appreciate the position you're in. It's not easy to speak against someone who's close to you. But a man has been foully murdered. That murderer must pay with his life. Just tell us your story in your own way.
Well, on the day of the holdup and murder, I left Tom at the ranch and come here to town. I was just starting back in the rain. I got as far as the edge of town and saw Tom riding along the stage trail. Well, I was curious, so I followed at a distance. He got out of sight around the bend. Then I heard shooting. Then a little later, the stage came by mighty fast. And I... Hey.
What's the matter? Did you forget what you'd memorized to say?
Well, I...
Go on with the rest of the lies. Go on, you rotten old liar. But look at me while you're saying those things. Look at me while you lie.
Order! Order! Now quiet down, or I'll clear the court.
Go on, Jeb.
Tom, I gotta do it.
No.
Well, I kept going along the trail... Then I saw Tom bent over, hiding things in some shrubs alongside the trail.
Quiet! Quiet!
The girl through the dirt!
Jeannie!
It's a girl!
Dad, tell the truth! I'm all right!
Oh, Judge! Judge, Tom's right! I was telling lies! There's one of the real killers right there!
Why, you can't!
Grab that redhead!
Now you've got it.
Yes, we do!
Tom, I never hoped to see my family here together again.
Gosh, Jeb. Why didn't you tell me why you had to say those things about me?
Well, I couldn't, Tom, for fear they'd kill Jeannie.
Oh, Tom, if you died to save me, I wouldn't have cared about living.
Oh. Well, I still don't see how you got away, honey.
It was a masked man, Tom.
Well, he come to me and made me tell him the truth.
I don't know the details, but he tricked those crooks. The one named Bart came to the house where I was tied up.
Well, he's the one that was picked up after court was adjourned.
Yes, Tom. He came to the house to ask me how I could get my hands free to write letters. I didn't know what he was talking about. I never did find out because just then a masked man came in. Oh, the way he went after Bart was...
Oh, we saw what he'd done to Bart's good looks.
Well, when he finished, he untied me and used the rope to tie Bart. Then he took me to the courthouse.
He sure nailed Red through the gun hand real neat.
Oh, Tom, if it hadn't been for that masked man, what a different story our life would be.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.